Exxon's Point Thompson gas and oil project is being prepared for the final step toward getting approval from the federal government. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Friday released its environmental impact study on the project that Exxon says has cost the company $1 billion in investment so far. The study is the result of 3 years of review. Project manager Lee Bruce told the legislature's gas caucus yesterday that Point Thompson will have the pipe capacity to send 70,000 barrels of oil per day through the Trans-Alaska pipeline. However, the first phase will only ship 10,000 barrels.
My project is to cycle gas out of the reservoir, strip out the liquids, send the liquids by a pipeline to Badami, then all the way eventually into TAPS. And we're re-injecting the gas back into the ground. That's what this first phase of Point Thompson development is all about.
Bruce says the EIS is essential to the project's advancement, but there are other permits on the way. He says Point Thompson is key to gas development on the North Slope, with 25% of the known resources that could go to market.